All right. Hello, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this. It is today, Monday, March the 3rd, 2017. And we welcome you to this episode of another Monday call. On our end, we call it call, since it started with conference calls, and still we do it as simulcast conference call with this BBS radio show. We are ahead of time. 5 minutes till the hour. So what I will do, we have a few people here right now on the conference call. When other people come in now, I will greet them. In the meantime, I'll play another song. Till then. Hello and welcome to the call. Did I hear Brian?
Yes.
Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being here.
All right.
All right. We are still a few minutes away from the hour. I started playing a song, but I guess I'll keep the lines open for now. Brian. Let me see. I don't think I have spoken with you before, have I?
No, definitely not. Now, I'm basically, Wynn contacted me regarding this and told me to call in.
Oh, right. Fantastic. Because I see that you entered as a moderator. So you are going to be interviewed tonight or something, do you know?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I will wait until the Wynn is here to announce yourself, but I'm very glad that you're here, Brian. Where are you located?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, all right. How's the weather over there?
Well, we've seen better. It's only
right.
40 or so, but we'll be okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, stay warm inside.
Okay, so... Basically, I'm just going to be waiting till Q to do or say anything and when Wynn comes on, correct?
That is correct, yes. Wynn will be here okay. Shortly. And you are a moderator, so once we mute the lines, your line will remain open.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. So we had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Hello, Jeannie. Good evening and welcome to the call.
Thank you, Heis.
All right. All right. Yes, I did see Wynn send out the announcement email fairly early in relation to what usually happens. Yeah, so yes, I will have a special guest tonight who has had phenomenal success healing people. I discovered him while looking for solutions for Terry. And it's very inexpensive if someone you know has cancer, arthritis, or diabetes. But if you'd like to protect yourself from having these things, listen tonight. All right, great, great. That's going to be a good show. And those on BBS Radio, so you will probably have seen in the meantime the announcement email for tonight. We will have a special guest by the name of Brian. And welcome all those on BBS Radio. Thank you for listening in tonight. And we do three calls, three radio shows, simulcasts a week, one on Monday, one on Wednesday, same hour, 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific, where you can submit questions which might be asked through our channel sources. And on Sunday is the most popular call in the morning, 10 till noon Pacific Standard Time. And I call it the Grid Healing Call. In the first hour, Wynn talks about a random topic. And second hour, we have personal planetary healing, and usually a live channeling session through Terry Brown. Good evening, Anonymous.
Hello there. Is Brian here?
Yes.
Hi, Brian.
How are you?
Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Steve from Atlantic City.
Say here, Steve.
Hi, Dave.
Dave, welcome back, Dave.
How are you, Hans?
Good, good. Hey, more people joining the business people in just the last minute. Thank you all for being here. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Cleo from Connecticut. I hear Cleo from Connecticut, and I believe that I heard Jane.
Yes.
All right. Welcome, ladies. Who else joined in? Please say your name and location.
Hi, Hans. From Missouri.
I heard three people. One more time. Ladies first.
Right.
Prudy in North Carolina.
Hi, Prudy, and hi, Roger.
Hi, everyone.
Eric in Santa Fe.
Good evening to you, Eric. Welcome.
Hey.
Who else?
Ron from Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
And we have our host, Winfrey, is present here on the call. Thank you for being back again, Win. You are very much appreciated, I know, by the many. And I know you have a special guest. And we are 2 minutes past the hour. The last person that came in, welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Helen in Virginia.
Hello, Helen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right. So I'll turn the things off. All right, Vin, are you ready for me to mute the lines? That means yes, right, when you don't answer.
Everyone's right.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right, Vin, you sound clear?
Yes.
Hey, Brian?
Yes, hi.
All right, yeah. Have a good line. Okay, that is that our dear beloved sister, Teddy Brown, I believe. And I can't hear Wynn. I don't know if he's muted or if he stepped back.
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
I cannot hear Wynn. Wynn is on the line, but he, I can't hear him, so.
Nor can I can't hear him either.
All right. And Terry Brown, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Good evening to you, Terry. Thank you for being
Hi.
Here.
Thank you.
Do you know about Wynn? He was here, and his line is open, but I cannot hear him.
I think he's coming back.
All right, good.
I'm back.
Fantastic.
Hey.
All right, all the lines are good. I'm going to start the recording.
All right.
This conference is being recorded.
This is April 3rd, 2017. Winfrey in Sedona. This is our Monday night simulcast on a conference call and on the internet. And if you got my email that I just sent out, this is going to be a different kind of a call tonight. We don't usually have guests, but I do when I think somebody has something really especially great to offer the people that are listening to the call. And as most of you know by now, I have been on a crusade to find out what's going to help keep Terry alive. And I've been working 2 months at it. And I found one extremely interesting product, and I read about it, and I decided to, I called up one of the people that markets the product, and he happened to have a lot of direct experience with the original formulator, and it's an extremely interesting story, and truthfully, it almost sounds like it's too good to be true. And Brian, let me make sure you're hearable. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Yes, good. I can hear you.
Okay, so I'll start off just some tidbits of the story, and I'll let Brian come on. And Brian, I don't know how to say your last name. What's your last name?
It's Paul Us. Paul Us.
Paul Us. Okay.
Yes.
So, of course, we are not allowed to say that anything cures anything.
Correct.
According to the FDA requirements. But we can report what happens. We can report history. We can record fact. So, there's no intent to violate any government law. We're not going to make any claim that this product cures anything. But there are hundreds or maybe thousands or maybe tens of thousands of people that have taken this product. And during the period of time they took it, a serious condition disappeared. Okay? So, might have been just coincidence. You can make up your own mind. But to give you a little history, I'll start off and then I'll turn it over to Brian. There was a nurse in Canada. Her name was Wren Case. And actually, her name is spelled Renee, but she pronounced it Wren, correct, Brian?
Correct. You've got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, she went by Reen. It's Reen. R-E-N-E.
Good. And somebody in... She was trying to get a cancer cure for someone she knew, I believe. Is that right?
Well, actually, the origin of this is she found out about this. There was a patient of hers, I believe it was 1922, that had been healed from breast cancer using an herbal mixture consisting of four herbs. She took note of that and just specifically took down the formula and didn't think too much of that originally. She literally put it in the drawer for a couple of years until her aunt developed breast cancer, and she decided to try this on her aunt, who got well. And that was really the awakening moment for her, because this was something she saw potential with, and she started a clinic in Canada in which she started treating people. This was went on for many, many decades. It was something that he's continued into the, I believe, late 1940s, early 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a point where it was addressed by the Canadian government. It failed by 3 votes to be approved.
I just want to let me interrupt. Excuse me. One of the things, when she got this formula from one of her patients, it came from an Indian medicine man, Native American. What tribe?
Ojibwe.
Ojibwe.
The woman that was healed originally went to an Ojibwe Indian medicine man years before. And that's where she got the formula in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of the romance of this, okay?
It sounds
so amazing. It came from some Indian medicine man, and no one knows who he is now, do they?
No, you know, that's the thing. I've actually talked to people in that area, and the unusual thing is I have a man who's one of my customers who's in his mid-90s who said mm-hmm. that he was from that area, and one of the things that they did was some of the people that were on the conventional treatment side would, on occasion, ask questions of the Ojibwe Indians because the results they were getting were so promising. So it wasn't like today where there's kind of a division. A lot of people would ask for the advice from them and see if they could learn a little bit about the herbal mixtures that were getting such good results.
Mm-hmm. So she learned this mixture from an Indian medicine man, an Ojibwe, and then she started giving it to people in Canada. Mm-hmm. And she would give it, the government asked her to do a trial on it, and she couldn't charge people for the trial. She had to do it for free, as I recall, and she did it, and she was healing a number of people. I don't know exactly the percentage, but it was high. It was like, you know, the percentage of people she healed?
You know, I don't. I honestly can't speak to that, and I want to be accurate with that, but it was enough so that, you know, if you were to type in her name, which is Reen, R-E-N-E, and the last name is Case, C-A-I-S-S-E. That would lead you to if you just did a Google search and went to YouTube, for example. YouTube has a wonderful story that was a documentary done on Canadian television from the 1970s. And it's about a 26-minute video, but it really does. You will see it was enough to get people to testify and gather and collect and present because there was a lot of, people that were really looking to push this to be part of the mainstream. So if you look at that, you'll see some of the actual meetings that were taken from the documentary and the presentation to the authorities or whoever you wanted to call them and see for yourself. There was kind of an outpouring of concern that this would go away, and that was their kind of coming back and presenting it moment in the 70s.
So the Canadian Parliament was voting on it, and she lost being approved as a cure for cancer by 3 votes. How many? You probably don't know this, but how many people were in the Parliament? You know?
No idea. I've only heard this secondhand. Unfortunately, I don't know the exact details of that. That's just what was passed on to me. The person that I learned how to make this from was a gentleman that worked with that woman that I had mentioned. And he's also part of the documentary, you'll see.
Yeah, let me get on to the story. There was a physician, and his name was Dr. Brosch. Is that right?
Brosch, B-R-U-S-C-H, Brosch, yes.
And he was in New York, was it?
Nope, he was in our neck of the woods. He was in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
In Cambridge. And he had a clinic for cancer patients, and he in some way was connected to President Kennedy. Either he treated him one time, or he was his doctor.
No, more than one time. He was his personal physician. Dr. Brosch was President Kennedy's physician, literally all the way through his White House years as well. And we've got some unusual stories about those days that were told. Specifically, they didn't have it like today. He wasn't always on site. Just as a little side thought, they had to access him through a special line and fly him down to Washington if there was a problem that he had to deal with. So kind of an antiquated way of doing things, but he was his physician before the White House, during the White House years. And you'll see basically there's some pictures you'll see of him online with President Kennedy that, you'll see for yourself.
Right. So he was a very credible guy.
In
other words, and he was impressed enough to essentially Reen got disbarred in Canada after this vote, and she went to Cambridge to work with this doctor, this distinguished doctor, at his cancer clinic, who was going to do testing and see what happened with patients, and probably with some idea of getting it into some legitimacy in this country. And have I got this right so far?
So far, so good. It was something that was when he found out about this, he had his research facility in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that was, next step was obvious. He was, his interest was piqued. He came down, he housed her in one of the hotels in Cambridge. And she worked for 8 years, not only identifying the individual herbs and their properties, but to see how the collective formula worked. And then, like any good researcher, they decided to see if they could improve upon the formula. So they spent 8 years looking at various combinations of herbs and doing research on these combinations. And at the end of 8 years of research, which, you know, ended in 1967, they had a formula that surpassed even the original four-herb formula. It was essentially an eight-herb formula in the end, which included the original four herbs, but had the inclusion of four additional herbs that made it even more consistent than the original.
And in doing their research, were they coming to their conclusions by patients that were getting healed? Is that how they determined the efficacy of it?
Well, let's just put it this way. They did a lot better than even with the original formula, and I have to be careful about that. But this is something that they, you know, we exclusively have this now as a result because the previous formula just didn't have the same consistency. So obviously, with this much at stake, you wouldn't want to take any chances by, you know, having something that would be lesser.
Right, right. So as I recall the story, you and your wife had some kind of personal experience with the formula.
Well,
am I right?
I will. Well, by personal meaning.
Well, as I recall, you were referring people to Dr. Bruce to get the formula.
Well, truthfully, it started with my mother. We had a my mother's boyfriend's mother had passed away from pancreatic cancer before we knew anything about this. And my mother's boyfriend, the one whose mother had passed away, basically was a fisherman. And he went to a fish market to do his business at the fish market, which he did often. And the mention of this was first at the fish market. To this man, he basically shared that information with my mother. She inquired with the people at the fish market, why do you have, you know, what is this formula and why do you have it? It turns out that fish market was a, you know, integral part of us being involved with this because that fish market was one of two fish markets. The other fish market was in Cambridge, Massachusetts, right next to the research facility. So Dr. Bruce became friendly with the people at the fish market, and they would, you know, they would talk, and SEAC became part of what they were aware of. And so that became kind of a branch out of people in our local area to get SEAC-T. Now, that was all fine and dandy until more people that, you know, we started to tell people and they started getting some business, you know, interruption at the fish market. And they said, well, why don't you take it and do it out of your home? And my first exposure was unbeknownst to me. I didn't know that my mother was going to be handing out these Ziploc bags with herbs in them to people that came. And it seemed to me like, what is mom doing? What is going on here? And when I found out about this initially, I was remarkably skeptical because I was like everyone else. Where's the pill aspect? You know, where, what is this? How can this possibly work? And the only thing that really flipped me into thinking this had credibility was the same people kept coming month after month and year after year. And inevitably, you know, you draw the conclusion that's right in front of your eyes. There's something going on here. And that led to, you know,
Now, let me just get the story straight, because this is an incredible story, man. And it's like Dr. Bruce, who was Kennedy's doctor, had a cancer clinic next to a fish market. He would somehow, word of mouth got out in the fish market that he had this thing that was working for people who had that disease or malady or medical issue, and they would take it, and while they were taking it, they get cured, and then somehow your mother got to know about this, and she got to know Dr. Bruce, and he asked her, he just wanted to get it out to people, and he said, why don't you help get it out?
It wasn't quite that simple. What happened then was we all started to refer people in the family and have a bunch of people come. You know, everyone that knew someone would say something. So inevitably became a pretty big network. And one of the people that Doug Well had an association with a TV show. And so this TV show in New Hampshire was done in 1992 that had a panel that featured my mother, and several of the people that were on the panel were the survivors, and they had very, you know, unrehearsed, direct stories. It was obviously unscripted. And before we knew it, we had something that we hadn't predicted, and that was a whole bunch of customers overnight. And, you know, I was, Dr. Bruce was getting older. This was a few years before he passed away. And, you know, we had to meet with him, and I was the one that basically took over the production of this because the volume increased so much, you couldn't keep up with it. And so after the television show, just we didn't expect it to be a TV show. Next thing you know, we had demand for this, and lo and behold, there we are with all this demand trying to accommodate it. And so it was literally, it was like thrust upon us, unbeknownst to us, that it would be this big, and we've been doing it ever since.
Now, were you married then when all this was starting up?
When this, was I married?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't married at the time.
You got, because I know your wife works with you, okay?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And somehow she got on board.
Yeah, well, I basically had to marry someone smarter than me to figure out how to take this online. So she was my first victim. I literally said, hey, well, she actually had a pre-existing business, to be honest with you, and she knew how to take things online, and I was pretty ignorant to that. So she took it from there and really started doing this online. Back in 2004 is when we first started doing it online, and that's been the internet has been really a great tool to just get this out to the entire world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is your wife in the background now?
No, she's actually at gymnastics, if you can believe that. She's in the health gymnast.
I see. She's pretty wholesome.
She's in better shape than I am, trust me.
All right. So in any case, it's just there was a bunch of serendipity, and you ended up having the marketing for this incredible formula that was working with people. Now, I'll share with you guys, I studied Brian's website up and down, and I said to myself, this guy is working from a spiritual place. Like on the home page of his website, he said, if anyone can't afford it, and it's not expensive, by the way, it's really, really inexpensive, comparative to the results. If anyone can't afford it, please contact us and we'll take care of you, or we'll give you a discount. And nobody does that, at least not on their home page. They might have it in small print somewhere, but he's putting it right out there. I'm going to give this away for free. And that's what the Canadian lady did. She gave it away for free. And I don't know about Dr. Roche, but he sounds to me like I wouldn't be surprised if he was giving it away for free. Okay?
Well, exactly. Actually, I'm, truth be told, out of the aforementioned people, I'm the worst of the three because I am drawing an income. It's my full-time thing. But I'm also very, very happy to accommodate everyone based on his suggestion, being Dr. Bruce. Dr. Bruce was very specific. Doesn't do a lot of good unless it's in someone's body. That means accessibility is first and foremost. And, you know, this is basically how this works. Yes, we are supported to go forward with those people that choose to pay. And for those that don't, the people that pay will you know, allow us to also have, and again, like I say, it's not expensive, but if you can't afford it, you literally will get it for free. And I can't emphasize that enough because people are not always doing well. They're quite often overwhelmed or they're elderly. This is really about, you know, I think people are also very respectful. I don't find people sitting there thinking they're going to take it to the guy that sells SEAC. It's actually just the opposite. People are willing to take this and pay if they feel that it's something they want to do. But if they're truly having a financial situation, I need people to know that this is something that we want to accommodate. You know, if they need to get in touch with me, that's fine, because I would rather have this out somewhere than sitting here and me holding it or withholding it and not having people have access to it. It's too important to hold back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's the basis of the story. And now, let me ask you some questions about how this works. It's basically an herb. It's eight herbs that you have ground into a powder, right?
Yes.
And you take the powder and boil it and turn it into a tea, right?
Exactly. Exactly, yes.
And then you drink the tea 2 or 3 times a day, depending on how serious your situation is.
Correct.
You take more of it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is that people start doing this and various situations that could be serious disappear. And it can take 6 months. So Brian, there's another thing I saw on his website, which was crazy. He's giving people a 6-month guarantee. if you're dead in 6 months, you get your money back.
Basically, I got to step in and just let them know this easy. Take this aggressively, because the aggressive dose merits taking, going after something aggressively. Do it as instructed for 6 months, and at the end of 6 months, if your condition isn't improved, at the very least improved, you get everything back. Mm-hmm. And that's literally standing on its own. You don't have to accompany anything else with it. I'm saying you can if you'd like, but if you do this straight up and do it for 6 months, at the six-month mark, that is the point where we would love to say, hey, we're accountable to this, and we don't expect to, keep the money or earn a dime unless this is actually working. So it's our way of letting you know that we are serious about what this is and try to be accountable to it with our livelihood.
That's trying to convince people that you're not a scam as well.
It doesn't work. That doesn't work well as a scam format. It's pretty, but yeah, exactly. People, when they first found out we were doing that, they thought it was crazy. And like I said to everyone, I said, it's only crazy if we're lying about it. Otherwise, it's just a reflection of what we see. And we invite people to just see for themselves.
So how many customers do you think you've had since you started?
Don't even know. I get
10,000?
When I consider my distribution outlets, I have different distributions. I get 120 orders a week for, 30 years. I can't even do the math. And that's not even including some of my other outlets. So tens and tens and tens of thousands of people I've dealt with over the years.
And how many people have asked for their money back?
We will get, out of those people, we'll probably get, I will have some months, we'll have 3 people. Some months with none. It's just kind of random individual spatterings every month or so. I will probably on average get 1 or 2. But that's we expect that. There is a failure rate. But obviously, if that were, like I like to tell people, you don't put a money-back guarantee on something because it kind of works, because that really exposes you. You do it because it really works. And obviously, the intent is to not be doing something that just undoes, everything. So this is something that...
It sounds to me like the return rate is like 1 or 2%, okay? Ballpark.
Yeah, it's really small. I don't know exactly, but it's really small.
I'm sure there's people that it doesn't work for that don't ask for their money back as well.
Like to say that's a possibility, right?
It's not like 100% guarantee, but to do a 6-month program on this, I think it's like $170, something like that, right? Is that right?
163, actually.
163.
Exact, right?
And you don't have to get the 6 months all at one time, okay? You can buy it a month at a time, 2 months at a time. It gets a little more expensive if you buy smaller quantities. But if you're getting $163 for 6 months, it is like what's that, 6 into 163?
Well, you're talking $20-something per month.
$20 a month. And if you get smaller quantities, maybe it goes to $30 or $35 a month or something.
No, actually, the most you'd ever pay would be if it would be a little under $1 a day. The most we have is, like, if you get a two-month supply, it's $59 and change. So it's a little under $1 a day. That's the most you'll ever pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I want you guys to know that I'm not making any money on this, okay? I'm not promoting this. I didn't make any agreement to get a percentage of it. I told Brian he can make a donation. He doesn't even know what I do, okay? But I said he can make a donation to my work, and he said I'd be happy to. But, you know, there's probably not enough people on this call to get rich on. But I just know I had a strong feeling from this guy's conviction that he was telling the truth. I knew he was telling the truth. I knew he cared about people. I knew he's been building his business at a grassroots level, and it keeps expanding. And I'm amazed there's not millions of people that know about it, because the backup story is so good. Now, I'm going to ask you, when people are taking this product, they have certain experiences, and you're never going to say this product cured anybody or healed anybody. It's while they were taking it, they had an experience of something. And why don't you share some of the variety of experiences people have had and for what problems?
Okay, well, most people, will do this if they want to deal with things like diabetes. As you mentioned, people are dealing with cancer, arthritis, are the primary three. You know, I've had, and it's just been so many stories over the years, but, you know, on my website, for example, I have a gentleman from my neck of the woods who came to me with a growth on his head, and just take this for what it's worth. He had a big cancerous growth on his head, and that was basically something he had to have addressed, but his heart was too weak to deal with it. So he was left without the option of surgery. That's when he kind of started looking towards other options, such as anything. He found us, and because we were local, he wanted to explore what we had to offer, and his name is Roland, and he is... one of my testimonials on my website. Basically, he couldn't have the surgery and decided to go with the ESIAC as an option because he was out of options. And then he came to me several months later and he just said, "Hey, Brian, take a look at this." And I looked, and this quarter-size thing that oozed was no longer there. Completely clear scalp. So I said, "Roland, we got to sit you down." And we did, and he just talked about his experience with this, basically showed the camera this healed bald spot that he had, and showed his findings, because he brought those over as well. So I just kind of held those up to the camera so you could see, yes, this isn't made up. And I think that was one of the things that visually connected with people, because that is actually something that is undeniable. It was there, and now it's gone. And after that, some of his friends started coming by, and that started a whole different group of people. I've had people, I had a gentleman from Nigeria call me up. He was scheduled to have a surgery on his stomach because he had leukemia, and he had a growth in his stomach, and was going into Mass General to have it taken care of. And so he called me up in his broken English and was also surprised to find that I was in the area. I'm just telling you some of the people I've met personally. That's why I'm going with these local people. And he came over to see me as well. And he opted to, and I'm saying, I'm not a physician. I'm just telling you what I have here. He opted to go with just the ESIAC. And I got a call from him several months later. And they could find no evidence of anything, no cancer, no anything. And again, I'm not claiming that this did it, but I don't know what else to tell you. He didn't have anything after the fact. And take that for what it's worth. He didn't have any sign of anything. He since then started getting it to his relatives in Nigeria, and he's got one particular relative who's done quite well regarding his prostate cancer. So this is something that kind of spreads, and it's really something that's hard to just keep confided. Eventually, this is getting out to all different outlets. We were recently one of the groups that was covered in a series online called The Truth About Cancer. They did an interview with a cancer clinic that we provide, and that was really, it's part of the spreading that's happening as a result of the internet now. And so the exposure is getting more and more so, and people's minds are being opened up more to the possibilities, and it's a good thing.
How about arthritis? Any testimonials on arthritis?
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be quite as dramatic. It's just literally people taking this and calling and sharing their experience and the reduction in pain and stiffness. It tends to be obviously not life-threatening, so it's pretty much standard that, as much as they appreciate it, it's not as dramatic of a story. But, there is no guideline we have or paper that you have to fill out at the end of this process. If you take this for 6 months, we understand that you're not here to, play games with us. This is your health, and you've only contacted us because you have a genuine need. If your arthritis isn't improved, let us know. We'll just give you everything back. It's absolutely that easy.
How about if somebody is doing other therapies along with this, like they're doing chemotherapy or they're doing, I'm now an expert, not an expert, but semi-versed on all the different alternative things that people do for cancer. And if you go on YouTube, I was blown away by all the testimonials on YouTube for people that did baking soda, people that did turmeric, people that did vitamin C IVs. And as far as I'm concerned, if you've got a life-threatening situation, like with Terry. Terry, are you on the line? You want to say hello? Hello, Terry. She's looking for her mute button.
I'm mute, yeah.
There we go.
Say hello, Terry.
Hi. Brian, I really appreciate your information that you bring through. I had spent a lot of time getting colonics and to try and clear the spleen area, and I discharged all my credit cards up to the top and I had to stop. And the idea that the tea could help clear the areas of the
colon.
Yeah, the colon and that area in there. It's very encouraging.
I mean, one of the things, I'm like constantly bringing things in here. Terry, do this. Terry, do that. And I've learned that I've had to like let her look at the internet and read stuff to her to get her motivated to it, because it all sounds so crazy, because it seems it's easier to fix using non-traditional ways than most people would ever imagine. And in this country, of course, we're brainwashed to traditional ways. And as I said other times, the medical industry is a business that works on patented products. And if you can't patent a product, then there's no business in it. And this is too cheap and too easy, and it's just herbs. Terry, you took... Now, I'm going to tell you that we initially ordered some Essiac. And I've heard of Essiac, and I never heard the story of it, but we ordered some. But I didn't order it from Brian. I ordered it from another company that uses the older formulation that has four herbs instead of eight. And Terry noticed immediately the next day an unusually good bowel movement.
Yeah, which and, was funny because I was doing an enema every day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect that.
Yeah. And Brian has a theory of how this works. I assume it's, we have to put it in the sense of a theory. And it came from Dr. Bruce, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes.
The way that it works. Why don't you share what Dr. Bruce said about how this works and why it works?
Sure,
sure. Explain it to me.
Well, let me tell you, when I first found this one, I was this one was one of the ones that just made me go, wow, because what I had initially heard from Dr. Bruce in the mid-1980s, 1986, 1987, initially, was something that has since become mainstream thought on how to deal with immunotherapy and dealing with these issues and other issues. Now, essentially what was explained to me was that dietary changes over the last 100 years have been so significant that the processing out that naturally happens through the intestinal level, it's not being done as efficiently. So there's a lot more waste through processed foods and lack of fiber and so on that is being adhering to the walls of the intestines. Now, the intestinal health is really, really, really important, more so than I can ever emphasize, because if you have a compromised intestines, well, that's where absorption of nutrients takes place and energy transfer takes place and everything else. And you have a compromised basically walls of the intestines, instead of getting absorption of nutrients and food, you're getting absorption within the mix of basically human waste and the toxins that are trapped in there. So now you're getting this like sludgy material that's going into the bloodstream. It is an enclosed environment. It has nowhere to go. Inevitably, it's going to collect somewhere. And where it collects, and this was one of the things that he told me years ago, is you'll have a tendency to get a growth or a tumor as a result. And he explained this in a very odd way. And this is his wording, not mine. He was talking about the tumors having the ability to essentially, immobilize these toxins so that they don't go into different organs and to different glands. So if you can grow something to kind of hold it still and immobilize it, what's supposed to happen is the white blood cells are supposed to come along, take that relatively small tumor, because there's not usually a lot of toxins historically that got into the bloodstream. So you'd have a relatively small tumor. The white blood cells will come along, go into it, permeate into the tumor, and break it up. Well, what has since happened is that process starts with that little trickle of a toxin going into the bloodstream, but unfortunately, that's not the end of it. The next day, you'll have more, and instead of one episode, it's a continuing chronic stream into the bloodstream. And that not only creates the growth that I just mentioned, but it continues to make the tumor grow, because each time you have a layer of waste that lands on the outside of the tumor, it continues to stimulate the growth, and it keeps adding layer upon layer. And even more so, you'll find that the waste that lands on the outside of the tumor, it is something that really inhibits the absorption, the ability of the white cells to permeate into the tumor. It's almost like an eggshell around it that can't be permeated as easily. And secondly, it takes the, for lack of a better word, it takes the scent that should be coming out of the tumor that is how the white blood cells identify that has to go in there. It basically, the white blood cells cannot tell what's behind the wall. They don't even know to go in there. So this is a process that has to address getting the white blood cells into the tumor. And how is that done? Well, if you clean off the intestinal walls over time, slowly, and we're not talking just this two-week, detoxifier that so many people do. We're talking constant cleansing of the walls of the intestine. Eventually, it cleans off the intestines to completion, which then clears the blood, cleans out the bloodstream. It's no longer getting that toxic buildup in it. Now, in a pristine environment, in a cleaned-out bloodstream, the outer layer that's on that tumor, that waste product, slowly erodes. And when it inevitably erodes, which is about the 4.5 to 6 month mark, that's when the direct access is granted into the tumor by the white blood cells. They have a direct path with nothing compromising it. They don't have to fight all the toxins in the bloodstream on the way there because that's non-existent now. So you have a healthy path direct into the tumor. Now, when it goes into the tumor, I've been telling people for, again, 30 or so years about the inflammation that takes place when those white blood cells go into a tumor because they essentially take up space. It's like when a sponge sops up water. So there can be an inflammation that takes place before it decreases and gets rid of everything, which was covered for the first time I had seen publicly on a 60 Minutes piece that had to deal with immunotherapy. Of course, it wasn't about ESIAC, but they talked about injecting viruses into tumors in order to stimulate the white blood cells to go into the tumor. And this was at a Duke University study on brain tumors. And what was interesting was they realized that if they could stimulate the white blood cells to go into a tumor, the tumor inflamed initially. And they showed the slides of this. And then in the next slides, they showed the tumors were eradicated, completely gone. And it was interesting because initially there was a kind of counterindicative inflammation that took place, and then it eradicated the tumors. So the body's an amazing thing with the ability to really heal. It just has to be granted direct access and a clean bloodstream to do that. But it does take time for that to happen. Cleaning up the body isn't instantaneous. It's just a process that continues over the course of several months.
Thank you. I imagine that the other things that it works on, or not that it works on, that seem to disappear, the arthritis, and there's a lot of problems that come from a dysfunctional colon. And
yeah, I mean, arthritis is quite often that very same thing that I mentioned, that stuff floating around. Well, mm-hmm. when it gets into the joints, you'll get inflammation. So mm-hmm. you're getting very, very, I mean, they're not meant to be, if you could imagine a joint or something that's like oiled cleanly, now put sediment in there. Put sediment in a joint and see if there's irritation or inflammation. And your body's the same way. It has to go somewhere, and when it settles in the joints, you'll find that uncomfortable stiffness.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't talk about diabetes.
It's exactly the same thing. Imagine a compromised bloodstream where a lot of the stuff that shouldn't be there is settling in the pancreas. And that's really that simple. It's a compromised pancreas based on the buildup that's really inhibiting its ability to function. And you have to clean it out in order to get it to function again.
Mm-hmm. Have you had the experience of people who were dismissed from their medical things as terminal, as having results?
Yeah, I got this gentleman. Like, there's a man who was basically given a few. I've had many, but the one that comes to mind is now I consider him a friend, but this man, Dave. Last name is Watts, W-A-T-T-S. Dave Watts was a man who called me, I believe, in 2006. He had pancreatic cancer, was given a few months to live. Basically had a weird... I remember it specifically because I was out somewhere and I had to pull into a rest area in a highway to talk to him about his situation with pancreatic cancer. I think it was 2 months to live. And, he started to turn yellow. He's one of my Facebook friends, but he actually chronicled this on his Facebook page. Basically, took this and had an experience in which, to this day, he has absolutely clean bill of health and no pancreatic anything. And that was, so it's a little over 10 years now that he's been taking it.
Mm-hmm. And there's no problem if you're doing other things, you can do this as well, right?
It's entirely compatible with anything. You can do it with literally anything else. It's not going to have interactive issues. No side effects either. And the only effect that you could have, and obviously it's the desired effect, is when it makes you cleaned out, which is another way of saying you might go to the bathroom more frequently in the beginning. You know, it's higher volume, loose stools, all part of the equation in the beginning. But that's just doing what it's supposed to do. It's not a necessarily a desired effect. It's a non-desired effect. It's a desired effect. It's something that's supposed to happen.
Now, how about if someone is getting older and they're healthy? Is there an advantage to taking this, or keep those things?
Well, I got to tell you, this is one of the things, because the benefit that, you know, Terry mentioned and so many others is, you know, it's not always the case. Some people have different experience. Some people are quicker than others. But when you talk about that sort of response that was felt by her, some people that have a quick response on the intestinal level will find a higher degree of energy, less inconsistencies with their cravings for sweets and stuff. And that's one of those things. I don't always tell people that they should feel anything. I wait for them to come to me, because some people, like Terry, have had, you know, things where they just have greater nutrient absorption relatively soon. And so I've got a lot of elderly people. There's a group in Leesburg, Florida, that has a elderly housing group that it's kind of running through there like wildfire, because a lot of people are promoting it to each other. So I've got little pockets of people that, as they get older, take this for general health.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. We got about 4 minutes. First of all, let's make sure people know how to get a hold of it. Okay? Your website. Oh, you know, the one question I didn't ask is that you seem to have a different formula than some of the other people. You know, a lot of people have four herbs, and now it's 8 herbs, and the one we bought is basically chopped up herbs, like little tiny twigs, and we haven't tried your product yet. Terry's talking about somebody else's product, which obviously did something, but your product, and you convinced me on the phone today, convinced me enough to go buy some from you, is you turn the herbs into little granules, and you have 8 herbs, and you have the original formula from Dr. Bruce and from Ren Case, and the original second formula, because she started
out. It's not the original, it's actually the enhanced formula.
Yeah, but it's still her formula, okay?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so, and you've kept your price, so you're as cheap or cheaper than anyone else, okay? And you're the only person that says, I'll give it to you for nothing if you can't afford it. So I like this guy, because he's really dedicated and passionate about helping people. And, you know, when I called today, he's the person that answered the phone. He's the person that's running the company. And he has enough money coming in where he could pay somebody to answer the phone. But he knows, Brian knows, that he's the one that's going to be most compelling, because he has the most information about it. So he spends his day talking to people, and if you call, there's a pretty good chance he'll answer, and you can ask him questions. And just don't try to trap him into saying it's going to cure you, because he can't say that. But he can say what his experience is. And let's give people your phone number.
Oh, our telephone number is 978-504-9517.
And your website is?
The first word is discount, D-I-S-C-O-U-N-T. Again, discount, followed by a hyphen. Then the word SEAC, it's kind of tricky. It's S as in Sam, S as in Sam, I-A-C. Again, it's that nurse's name spelled backwards, E-S-S-I-A-C. That's followed by another hyphen, and then the word tea, which is like drinking tea. It's T-E-A, then .com. So it should just read discount hyphen SEAC hyphen T.com. And, you know, if you wanted to even take a look at that testimonial that I mentioned and just go on YouTube, just for that sake, just type in Roland, R-O-L-A-N-D, then the word SEAC, E-S-S-I-A-C, then T, which is T-E-A, then testimonial. If you type that in, you'll be able to get to that testimonial that I mentioned. So you can visually see what I'm talking about, a man who had an issue on his scalp, and it's no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
What is your telephone number again?
It's 978-504-9517.
Thank you.
Now, I thought I muted everybody.
But speak through the cracks.
I'm trying to unmute everybody.
All right.
Hang on here. Hang on. They're all muted.
All callers are unmuted.
There you go. Anybody have any question?
I have a question.
Who is that?
This is Prudence, Prudy.
Prudy. So why did I know you would be first? Go ahead, Prudence.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for joining us. This is incredible. Thanks, Wynn and Terry.